الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we carry on in this session in the next three quarters, an hour or so, to the next topic of this book, Min Adab al-Islam, which I hope to complete in the next few days. And this is the reason why, as I said, I've taken this evening slot in order to complete this program. And I will mention as well later on, inshallah, all the lessons since day one have been recorded. They are actually available on the internet. There's a whole website where you can listen to lesson one, two, every single day's lesson. So they are being recorded, inshallah, but I will mention the actual address of the website sometime later. We carry on with this book, Min Adab al-Islam, written by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah, and we move on to the next topic. This is completely a separate topic now. Very different to what we have been discussing previously. In the last two sessions, we discussed the etiquettes and the rules of visiting the sick, and then we talked about breaking unpleasant news today before iftar, how to convey unpleasant and saddening news, and then just before, in the previous hour, we talked about in detail the etiquettes, the rules of consoling someone, visiting someone as a form of doing ta'ziyah, and expressing your condolences. Now we move on to another topic, totally different altogether, which is the topic and the issue of conversation, the manners of conversation, the etiquettes, the adab of conversation. How we should talk with people, how you should converse and interact with people. This is actually very important, brothers and sisters. You know, previously we've talked about briefly things like maybe related to it, the one or two things about salam, one or two things about not eavesdropping, but nothing specific has come in terms of how to talk with people, okay? So there are many etiquettes and rules of talking. Brothers and sisters, you know, today we have actually forgotten how to talk. What is the sunnah way of addressing someone? What are the etiquettes of conversing? We should look at the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the etiquettes of conversation, how we should converse with one another. Okay? Read the akhlaq and the characteristics, the shama'il, the books of shama'il of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many hadiths found in the shama'il of Imam al-Tirmidhi, in his shama'il al-Nabawi. Also in books like Wasail al-Wusul and Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another very important book. We should read these hadiths. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he would talk with people, how he would converse with people, people close to him, with his family members, how he was gentle. Like, and Allah mentions regarding him, he says, look, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. O Messenger of Allah, Allah says to him, addresses him, it's because of the rahmah and mercy of Allah that you were gentle to people. لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, you were gentle. Okay? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, had you been harsh-hearted, and had you been, rude, and you've been harsh-hearted, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, people would have left you and run away. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people were pulled towards him because of his sublime character, because he was so gentle towards them. He wasn't reserved, and I talked about some of these issues like earlier on about smiling. He used to always smile with people. When he used to talk, one of the etiquettes is have a smile on your face when you talk. He never used to be reserved. There's a hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, the hadith mentions that he was أصدقهم لهجة وأليانهم عريقة وأكرمهم عشرة. He used to be سهل الخلق. He used to be سهل الخلق, easy going person. حسن المعاشرة مع الأهل والأصحاب وسائر الناس, pleasant in his dealings with people, with his family, with his companions, with all the people. He used to be very, very open and pleasant and down to earth and not reserved with his compatriots and his companions. There's a hadith, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبابا. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would never swear. ولا فاحشا. He was never fouled mouth. ولا لعانا. He never cursed people. Okay, so there are many things about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can learn and we can read about, and I don't want to go into them because time is very, very short and very brief. So I will just move on, inshallah, to the next section of the book where we talk about the manners of conversation. The Shaykh says here, وَمِنْ أَدَبِ الْمُجَالَسَةِ أَنَّكَ إِذَا حَدَثْتَ ضَيْفَكَ أَوْ أَحَدًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَلْيَكُنْ صَوْتُكَ لَطِيفًا خَفِيضًا وَلْيَكُنْ جَهْرُكَ بِالْكَلَامِ عَلَى قَدْرِ الْحَاجَةِ فَإِنَّ الْجَهْرَ الزَّائِدَ عَنِ الْحَاجَةِ يُخِلُّ بِأَدَبِ الْمُتَحَدِّثِ وَيَدُلُّ عَلَى قِلَّةِ الْإِحْتِرَامِ لِلْمُتَحَدَّثِ إِلَيْهِ. One of the etiquettes of conversation when you sit with people is that when you talk to your guest or anyone, the Shaykh is saying, let your voice be pleasant and low. Let your voice be pleasant, latifan, pleasant. Don't speak in a rough tone. Don't converse in like you're trying to prove a point. Latifan, gentle. You know the wordings used, like some of the Arabs, they say Sayyidi. Sayyidi, you know. Things like that, you know, can I ask a question? You know, be nice and gentle, latif. And keep your voice low. And let your voice be loud according to the need. This is what the Shaykh is saying. Don't speak louder than that which is needed. Like for example, if somebody is not able to listen and hear clearly, then speak a bit loudly. But never more than the need. Don't go beyond the hajj and the need. Just speak loud as much as needed. He says, why? Because فَإِنَّ الْجَهْرَ الزَّائِدِ excessive loudness, okay, going beyond the need and speaking loudly and shouting, this goes against the manners of the speaker. It's against the etiquettes and the adab of speaking, mutahaddith. And also indicates that you have lack of respect to for the one whom you are speaking to. Number one, it goes against your own adab. When you are speaking loudly, shouting, right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanAllah, has been mentioned in some of the hadith, وَلَا سَخَابًا. There are adab and etiquettes of the way the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would talk. And in one of the hadith it comes that وَلَا سَخَابًا. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam never used to shout. وَلَا سَخَابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He never used to shout. He never used to speak loudly with a loud tone, high tone. Okay? He never used to speak with a loud tone and a high tone. He used to speak gently. So the Shaykh is saying here that it goes against the etiquettes of the speaker. The adab for a speaker is that the speaker is low, speaks with a low tone. And if you do not speak in a low tone, then you will lose respect in the eyes of people. This is what the Shaykh is saying here. That you will lose respect. And it also indicates the lack of respect to the one you are speaking to. If you are shouting at someone, then this shows that you don't respect that person. Lack of adab, lack of respect. Okay, against, it goes against the manners of the speaker and again, and also indicates the lack of respect to the one you are talking to. Then the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا الْأَدَبُ يَنْبَغِي مُرَاعَتُهُ مَعَ الصَّدِيقِ وَالْمَثِيلِ وَمَعَ مَنْ تَعْرِفُهُ وَمَنْ لَا تَعْرِفُهُ. This etiquette of being pleasant and gentle and low in your tone and in your conversation should be implemented regardless of whether you are talking with a friend, with a peer, someone equal to you, or with someone older than you or someone younger. It doesn't matter whether with someone who you know, someone you don't know, whether someone younger than you, someone older than you. It's a general mutlaq ruling. It doesn't mean that you just be gentle when you're talking to your father or to your teacher or to your sheikh. The sheikh is saying here that this etiquette of being gentle should be with everyone. With your father, with your mother, with your friends, with your relatives, with people equal to you, people even lower than you, people even younger than you, your husband, your wife, even with your wife. Some of us, subhanAllah, forget this. You know, some of you must have heard of Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafizahullah, one of my teachers. He says about his sheikh, who was a GP actually, general practitioner. You know, I mentioned this once in America. I was in America a few months ago and I gave a talk. And I mentioned this incident and I said, GP. And after the talk, people were like, they came to ask me, said, what was that GP? What does GP stand for? So anyway, those listening, maybe in America, GP is for general practitioner, you know, your normal local doctor, right? Okay. So he talks about him. He says that he says, Sheikh Taqi Uthmani, about his teacher and his sheikh, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi, rahimahullah. And he said that I was married and in 55 years of my marriage, never did I speak to my wife in an aggressive tone. I never raised my voice when speaking to her. Subhanallah. This is a miracle. Do you understand? Karama, not the mu'jaza, but karama. It's difficult to do. Only those who are really pious and close to Allah would be able to do something like that. Imagine, he said, I can vouch for the fact and I can claim that in 55 years of my marriage, yeah, he was old, I've never, let alone, you know, abusing her and striking her, and let alone swearing at her or speaking to her in a rude, offensive way, let alone rebuking her and slandering her and shouting at her, I have never lifted and raised my voice. Subhanallah. This is what Islam teaches, brothers and sisters. This is the central teachings of Islam. And these are the kind of teachings we need to start implementing in our life, especially in the month of Ramadan, and carry on with them after Ramadan as well. So whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with the husband, with the wife, with your children. Yes, children, sometimes you may need to, you know, show a bit of sadness and a bit of anger, just showing them, you know, externally, in order to have a good upbringing for them, maybe your students. So there are certain situations where you can raise your voice, right? It's not a problem. But generally, if there's no need, then don't raise your voice. Be pleasant, be gentle. A man is a gentleman. Remember I mentioned before as well, when I was talking about closing doors, etc., and knocking on someone's door 2 weeks ago in detail, when we were at the beginning of this book. A gentleman is called a gentleman because he's supposed to be gentle. Seriously. He's supposed to be gentle. Some men think that to be a man is to be aggressive. لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ Being all powerful and mighty and aggressive, that's not what makes you brave. Brave man is the one who is able to swallow his anger and control his anger when he is angered. Okay? So, be gentle in your conversation with everybody, whether with young people, old people. And then the Shaykh says, وَتَزْدَادُ مُرَاعَاتُهُ تَأْكِيدًا مَعَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ أَوْ مَنْ فِي مَقَامِهِمَا وَمَعَ مَنْ تُعَظِّمُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ الْأَفَاضِلِ وَالْأَكَابِرِ وَإِلَيْكَ بَعْضُ النُّصُوصَ الَّتِي تَدْعُوا إِلَى ذَلِكَ Yes, this becomes more important. It's general with everyone, but it becomes more important when you are talking with your parents, or those who are in the level and status of your parents, or those whom you respect from the virtuous and elderly and senior people. Okay? So it's general. Be gentle in your speech, in your conversation, lower your voice. But it becomes more important when talking with elders, with senior people, your teachers, your walidain, your parents. And we had a whole section on the adab and etiquette with one's parents a few days ago. Okay? And then he says, وَإِلَيْكَ بَعْضُ النُّصُوصَ الَّتِي تَدْعُوا إِلَى ذَلِكَ And here are certain texts of the Qur'an and Sunnah that indicate to this fact. Now he's going to mention some verses of the Qur'an and some hadiths to support this, inshallah. But before we go into that, I just want to mention to you that it's very important, we need to talk in a suitable tone, not talk in an aggressive manner. And as I said, accompanying our conversation with a smile is also a sunnah. I've mentioned this many times. Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi, he says, مَا حَجَبَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُنْذُ أَسْلَمْتُ وَلَا رَآنِي إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَ فِي وَجْهِ The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never placed a barrier between me and him since I became a Muslim, and never Did he see me? Since I became a Muslim, except that he smiled in my face. Subhanallah. Only the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would able to do this. You know, there was this sheikh in America, I'm talking about the same time where I went. I heard something very beautiful from him. He said that somebody asked him, what is the truth of the truthfulness of the Messenger of Islam? He said, look, read the seerah, study the characteristics, the biography of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and ask yourself, can a human being who has these qualities ever be a liar? Impossible. The akhlaq, we should try to emulate, without a doubt, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But some of the things that he did are just beyond us, seriously. It's beyond us. Some of the things, like, it's impossible for a normal human being to do. Some, when we read his shama'il, it's just so, his character is so devastating that it's just something that unimaginable for a human being to do. Now look at this one such thing. Jarir bin Abdullah says, every time the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw me, he smiled in my face. Every time. And this is just one sahabi saying. Many other companions felt the same. He used to make people feel comfortable. He used to make them feel welcomed. Whenever he used to talk to people, he would make them feel as though that person is the most important to them. He would smile, as I said. You know, there's a hadith, Abdullah bin al-Harith bin al-Jaz' says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I've seen no one more smiling than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You'll find this in the Shama'il of Tirmidhi. Seriously. Okay? And he used to make feel people comfortable. Read these, you know, hadith. When he used to talk to someone, he used to give them full attention. We'll talk about that as well, the art of listening. He used to listen to them attentively. He used to turn towards them. He used to be, he says as well, إِنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ أَنْ طَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلَقٍ. He said that it's from the good righteous deeds that you meet your fellow Muslim brother or sister with a unreserved, with a pleasant face. Amr ibn al-As says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُقْبِلُ بِوَجْهِهِ وَحَدِيثِهِ عَلَى شَرِّ الْقَوْمِ. You know when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to talk to people, he used to turn to them fully, give them full attention. Even if it's the worst of the people, he used to make them feel comfortable and welcomed. And he says, Amr ibn al-As says, that when he used to have a conversation with me, he would turn with his face towards me and give me so much attention that I thought that I was the most beloved to him. I was the closest to him. I was the best of the people. So I said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Ana khair am Abu Bakr, O Messenger of Allah, am I better or Abu Bakr? And I really thought he would have said it's me because I feel so important. He makes me feel so important. فقال أبو بكر. He said Abu Bakr. So then I said, Ya Rasulullah, Ana khairun am Umar, am I better or Umar? He said Umar. Then he said, I said, Ya Rasulullah, Ana khairun am Uthman, am I better or Uthman? He said, Uthman. فَلَمَّا سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَدَّ عَنِّي فَوَدِدْتُ لَأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ سَأَلْتُهُ. Amr ibn al-As said that I just stopped there because I didn't want to become more sad and upset. I just stopped there and I wish that I never asked him about this. At least I would have thought that I was the most beloved to him. SubhanAllah. But this is the quality and the ability of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make people feel close to him, giving everybody their full attention and share of their right. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, كَيْفَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِذَا خَلَى فِي بَيْتِهِ. How was the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was in the midst of his family at home? She said, كَانَ أَلْيَنَ النَّاسِ. He was the softest of people. He was tender. He was gentle. He was a gentleman at home. بَسَّامًا ضَحَّاكًا. He was always smiling. He would always laugh. At home. These are the characteristics of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, brothers and sisters. So anyway, we move on with what the Shaykh is saying here. Certain texts of the Quran and Sunnah. These were what I just said right now. These were certain things that I have just added from my part. But we move on. We move back to the book. The Shaykh just told us that the etiquette, the adab of conversation is to talk with somebody in a pleasant manner, with a low voice, in a gentle manner. Many texts indicating that. And he says, look, ففي القرآن الكريم في وصية لقمان الحكيم رضي الله عنه لابنه: واغضض من صوتك. In the Quran, regarding the wasiyah, you know, the advice which Luqman al-Hakim, the wise, Luqman the wise, may Allah be pleased with him, gave to his son, Allah quotes that advice. Luqman, you know, the famous Luqman, the wise man, he said to his son, واغضض من صوتك, lower your voice when you talk. It's taken from the Quran. واغضض, when you speak to someone, lower your tone. Talk in a suitable tone. أي اخفض منه ولا ترفعه عاليا إذا حدثت الناس فإن الجهر الزائد بالصوت منكر وقبيح. The Shaykh says the meaning of this ayah is that lower your voice. Don't raise your voice when you talk to people, because raising your voice more than the need is munkar, is something that's evil. وقبيح, it's detested and it's ugly. When you talk loudly, you shout, you always have a loud tone. Seriously, brothers and sisters, and this is for my brothers and my sisters, both of you. It's not just for the sisters, but even for the brothers. Whether a brother speaks too loudly and shouts out and, you know, is rough in his tone of speech, it makes you look bad. You know, you lose your credibility. You will not have respect between people. If you are kind, if you are gentle, you are smiling, the tone, the way you talk, you are so soft in your conversation, you will become beloved in the eyes of people and in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, sisters, my sisters, seriously, it's very important. Some sisters have this, you know, bad habit of being rough, of being, you know, very, very open and very rough in the manner and in the tone that they speak. It's more important for sisters. It's your beauty, sisters. Your beauty is in you being soft. Remember, this is general, okay, but yes, there are certain situations, like when you are talking to someone from the opposite gender, the Quran actually tells and addresses women and says to them that, look, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِيمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ. What's the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addressed the women and he said to them, that فَيَطْمَعُ فِي الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ فَيَطْمَعُ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Just before that, he said that be rough in your tone. When you speak to a non-mahram man, right, when you speak to somebody who's not a mahram to you, not related to you, somebody from the opposite gender, Allah is addressing the women, okay, he says that don't speak in a soft tone. Don't speak in a soft tone. Because the one in whose heart there is a disease will be inclined towards you. So that's an exceptional case. And to the point that some scholars said that just for when you're talking to somebody from the opposite gender, don't try to be very, very gentle, you know. Like, you know, this smiling thing. I mentioned this at a university once, that, you know, we should smile at people when we talk. So in the Q&A at the university, somebody asked a question, can we smile at brothers and sisters as well? Like brothers smiling at sisters. Of course not. You know, these are exceptions. You have to be pleasant even when you're talking with somebody from the opposite gender. You can't start being rude and offensive, but at the same time, you know, there's a barrier, there is a limit, okay? There is a barrier there. You can't be overly friendly. You can't start flirting, of course. So with sisters as well, when you talk to brothers, it's a different ruling. But normally, generally with family members, with sisters, your beauty is in the softness, in your tone, in your manner of conversation. That's the beauty. Be soft. And this is what Allah is saying. وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. This is what Allah is relating and quoting of the nasiha and the advice which Luqman al-Hakim gave to his son. And really, you know, people judge, like there was a blind person. I heard once on the news, there was a blind person who actually said, you know, once in the news, I think a year ago, when this whole issue of niqab came up in the news, that they brought this issue of niqab, that look, you need to see someone's face when you talk to them. I think it was David Blunkett, I think, mentioned this. That in public places, women should not wear niqab, because how can you talk to someone without looking at their face? Of course, yes, when you look at their face, you understand better. But we don't judge people. I was listening to this talk show once, I think it was on the radio, and there was a blind person who phoned in and said, you know what, I don't judge people, but I'm blind. I can't see people. I don't judge people by what they look and how they look. I judge people with the tone of the speech and the manner of the conversation and not their face. Okay? So that's how people are judged. So be very, very soft. This is what the Shaykh is trying to say here. Then he says, وَفِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي. So that was a verse of the Quran. Now some hadiths and some other texts in this regard. وَفِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِيِّ قَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ الزُّبَيْرِ بَعْدَ أَن نَزَلَتْ آيَةُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِندَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. كان عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه بعد نزول هذه الآية إذا حدث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بحديث حدثه كأخي السرار أي كالمناجي المتحدث بسر لم يسمعه حتى يستفهمه يخفض صوته ويبالغ حتى يحتاج إلى استفهامه عن بعض كلامه. This is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Zubayr says that, you know, when after the verse was revealed, Allah revealed the following verse in the Quran, where Allah said, O you who believe, do not raise your voices over the voice of the messenger, and do not speak loud to him like you speak loud amongst yourselves, lest your actions be all become invalid, and you don't know. Those people who lower their voices, يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ, by the messenger of Allah, these are the people whom Allah have tested their hearts with taqwa, and they are forgiven and they have great reward. You know, when Allah revealed this verse that don't raise your voices over the voices of the messenger, if you go, you know, those who've been blessed with Umrah and you visited the blessed city of Medina al-Munawwara, may Allah take us all time and time again, inshaAllah, Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. If you go and visit the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know where his grave is, you'll see these verses inscribed at the top. إن يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Don't raise your voices, especially here. You are by the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And unfortunately today we find that there are people just raising their voices, shouting. Some people just don't care at all. They're just sitting there with their backs against the grave and just chatting away and relaxing. And subhanallah. Do you know where you are? You are right next to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse Allah revealed. So Abdullah ibn Zubayr says, when Allah revealed this verse, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he used to talk to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would whisper like he's a secret talker. He's talking to him secretly. He was so scared and fearful. He used to speak really slowly. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not able to listen to him until he would have to ask him, that raise your voice, Umar, what did you say? He used to lower his voice and he used to exaggerate to the point that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would need to ask him to repeat what he said. Anyway, we move on. وَحَكَى الْحَافِظُ الذَّهَبِيُّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي تَرْجَمَةِ الْإِمَامِ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ سِيرِينَ أَحَدِ التَّابِعِينَ وَالْأَئِمَّةِ الْأَجِلَّةِ الْفُقَهَاءِ قال بكار بن محمد عن عبد الله بن عون إن محمد بن سيرين كان إذا كان عند أمه لو رآه رجل لا يعرفه ظن به أن به مرضا من خفض كلامه عندها. The great Imam Al-Hafidh Al-Dhahabi رحمه الله. This is a famous Imam, a great muhaddith. He is considered to be one of the Imams in the science of critically analyzing the reporters of hadith. Imam Al-Dhahabi. Okay, Imam al-Dhahabi says, when he was discussing the biography of the great Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin, we talked about Muhammad ibn Sirin once before. Muhammad bin Sirin, he is the famous Imam al-Mu'abbirin, the Imam, the leader in the science of interpreting dreams. Okay, he has a book called Ta'bir al-Ru'ya. Sometimes we are all fascinated with interpretations of dreams, but this Imam had some other qualities as well besides just interpreting dreams. Look what he says about him. He was one of the tabi'in and a great faqih and one of the great imams. Bakar bin Muhammad relates from Abdullah ibn Aun, who said about him that this great Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin, when he was in the presence of his mother and somebody saw him who did not know who he was, would think that he's got some sort of illness because of the him lowering his voice so much by her. Subhanallah. Imam Ibn Sirin, Muhammad Ibn Sirin, when he used to talk to his mother, the Shaykh is saying that when he was in the presence of his mother, if somebody would see him talking, would think that there's something wrong with his voice. He's lost his voice. Because he used to be so low in his manner of conversation. His tone was extremely muted and low out of respect for his mother. How many of us today talk like that with our mothers? We, subhanAllah, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say a word of contempt to them. Don't even say like the word, you know. And I talked about the etiquettes of parents in detail. But there's so much importance. Even if you don't like what they do or say, you still have to be very, very gentle in the way you talk to your parents. And then the Shaykh says, وَحَكَى الْحَافِظُ الْإِمَامُ الذَّهَبِيُّ أَيْضًا فِي تَرْجَمَةِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَوْنِ الْبَصْرِيِّ تِلْمِيذُ الْإِمَامِ إِبْنِ سِيرِينَ وَأَحَدِ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْأَعْلَامِ أن أمه نادته فعلى صوته صوتها فخاف فأعتق رقبتين. Again, Al-Hafidh Al-Imam Al-Dhahabi relates regarding the biography of Abdullah ibn Awn Al-Basri, who was a student of Imam ibn Sirin and one of the great Imams. Previously, we just talked about Imam ibn Sirin, who would be very, very respectful when talking to his mother. Now, his student Abdullah bin Awn al-Basri, it's related regarding him that once his mother called him and his voice was raised over the voice of his mother. So he became so fearful and he was so sad about this fact that what he did was, as a means of expiation, as a means of tawbah and repentance to Allah, as a means of atoning for his error, أَعْتَقَ رَقَبَتَيْنِ, he freed two slaves. Just once, his mother called him and his voice was raised over his mother's voice. So he was so fearful of this, of what he did. Okay? And he had a lot of nadama. He was extremely fearful and he regretted this fact. He was extremely regretful. Nadama means regretful. And because of that, he is, you know, freed two slaves. Then the Shaykh says, وَقَالَ عَاصِمُ بْنُ بَهْدَلَةَ الْكُوفِيُّ الْمُقْرِئُ صَاحِبُ الْقِرَاءَةِ الْمَعْرُوفَةِ دَخَلْتُ عَلَى عُمَرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ فَتَكَلَّمَ رَجُلٌ عِنْدَهُ فَرَفَعَ صَوْتَهُ فَقَالَ عُمَرْ مَهْ كُفَّ بِحَسْبِ الرَّجُلِ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ مَا أَسْمَعَ أَخَاهُ أَوْ جَلِيسَهُ. This great person, Asim bin Bahdala al-Kufi, who was one of the great reciters of the Quran, he says that I once went to Umar bin Abdul Aziz. We talked about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the great Khalifa of Islam, on many occasions. When a man spoke to him, was speaking to him, and was raising his voice, speaking in a loud tone, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, مَهْ. You know, in Arabic, the word mah, it's a word used to rebuke someone. To say someone, you can't do that. Kuffa, he said, stop, don't start talking loudly. And then he said, بِحَسْبِ الرَّجُلِ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ مَا أَسْمَعَ أَخَاهُ أَوْ جَلِيسَهُ. A man should only talk loud enough that which his brother or his friend or the one sitting next to him is able to hear. You should only speak loud enough to make the other person hear. Okay? Don't shout. In the Shama'il, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا سخابا لم يكن رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فاحشا ولا متفحشا ولا سخابا في الأسواق. He never used to shout. He never used to be foul mouth, vulgar in his language. He never used to slander, swear, or curse. So anyway, the conclusion of this etiquette is one of the manners of conversation when we talk with people is that we should be extremely gentle in the way we talk. We should talk in a suitable tone. We should be pleasant. We should be nice. We should be humble. We should smile at them. You know, talk to people with a bit of respect. Sometimes it's just all of this stems out with arrogance and pride. We think we are better than the others. How can we talk gently? Seriously, that's the root cause. Those who are gentle in their conversation is because they are humble. Seriously. Because they are humble and they have humility in their lives. And those who are very aggressive is because they don't want to listen to anybody. It's just what they say. And they are aggressive in their tone of conversation. Regardless of who you are and what you are. Islam tells, can you be better than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Regardless of how much knowledge you have, how much piety you have in your life, whatever prominent person you are, whatever, you know, role you have to play in the community, whatever leadership qualities you have, can you ever surpass the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Definitely not. Yet look at the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look how gentle he was. Look how he would talk to his companions. How unreserved he was. Sometimes we think that we've just gained a bit of knowledge and now that's it, we are reserved. You know, because we are somewhere on the seventh cloud. And people have to actually go through the six other heavens to get to our heaven. Seriously. A'udhu billah. No barrier between Jalil ibn Abdullah al-Bajri and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We should be willing to embrace people, make people feel welcomed, brothers and sisters. This is the teachings. These are the central etiquettes and teachings of Sharia and Islam. And then we move on to the next etiquette, which is actually related, which is about listening. So we just learnt about talking. Now when we talk to people, the way we should talk, we just learnt about it. Now when we have a conversation, it's not just about talking, it's about listening as well. And the next topic is about the art of listening. What the Sheikh is teaching us in the next section is that just as we should be good speakers, we should be good listeners. Just as we are ordered to be good speakers, we should have etiquette and adab in the way we speak to people. Likewise, brothers and sisters, we should be good listeners. Some of us are such that we just want to talk, talk, talk. We don't want to listen to anybody. We just interrupt people in the conversation. We don't just let people finish their sentences off. It's rude, it's bad. Be prepared to listen to the other person. When they finish, then talk. That's what we saw in the, and we see in the practice of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Shaykh says, وَمِنْ أَدَبِ الْمُجَالَسَةِ أَيْضًا. And also, one of the manners and etiquettes of conversation and meeting and sitting is, أَنَّكَ إِذَا حَدَّثَكَ جَلِيسُكَ بِحَدِيثٍ ظَنَّكَ لَمْ تَعْرِفُهُ وَكُنْتَ تَعْرِفُهُ فَلَا تُخْجِلْهُ بِإِظْهَارِ مَعْرِفَتِكَ لَهُ وَلَا تُدَاخِلْهُ فِيهِ وَأَدِّي لَهُ إِهْتِمَامَكَ وَإِصْغَاءَكَ. Subhanallah, amazing point. When you speak to your friend and when you talk to someone and when you talk about something that when your friend talks to you about something and he thinks that you don't know about this and you know. You know when somebody tells you something and you actually, you've heard this from before, you know from beforehand. The Shaykh is saying here, even if you know, listen attentively. Learn how to be a good listener. Don't shame him by notifying him that you know. Don't say, oh, yeah, I know about this, I heard this anyway. You know, somebody comes to you with so much desire to tell you something that I will tell you something. You know, I've got this news, subhanAllah, I heard this. And he's just starting and you just completely cut him off. Oh, yeah, I heard this. I knew this like a long time ago. Don't do that. You've broken his heart. The Shaykh is saying here, don't shame people because you know what he's going to say. Don't interrupt him. وَلَا تُدَخِلْهُ فِيهِ. Show your ihtimam, show importance to what he has to say. And listen attentively. Show and express your attention and your attentiveness. And listen to it attentively. And then he says, قال التابعي الجليل الإمام عطاء بن أبي رباح رضي الله عنه إن الشاب ليحدثني بحديث فأستمع له كأني لم أسمعه ولقد سمعته قبل أن يولد. سبحان الله. This great tabi'i, who is a student of a sahabi, عطاء بن أبي رباح, who was a student of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه. You know what he says? He says that sometimes a young man comes to me and he would tell me something. I listen to him as though I've never heard what he is saying. But the fact is that I have heard what he's telling me before even he was born. Subhanallah. Atay ibn Abi Rabah is saying that he tells me something that I've heard even before this guy was born. It's like I heard this like 20 years ago. He's a young man. but I listen attentively. I pretend that I, oh, really? Subhanallah. Is that how it is? Just so that not to ashame, just to put him to shame, not to embarrass him. وقال خالد بن صفوان التميمي جليس الخليفة عمر بن عبد العزيز وهشام بن عبد الملك إذا رأيت محدثا يحدث حديثا قد سمعته أو يخبر بخبر قد علمته فلا تشاركه فيه حرصا على أن يعلم من حضرك أنك قد علمته فإن ذلك خفة منك وسوء أدب. Khalid bin Safwan al-Tamimi, who was the compatriot of the great Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, he says, when you hear and listen, and when you see someone speaking about something that you know, you've already heard this, what somebody is saying, or somebody is relating a news that you already know of, then do not interrupt. Interrupt that person. Don't break that person's conversation. Don't desire that people around you, so that you're desiring that people around you come to know that you know of this. Subhanallah, amazing point. Sometimes, you know, like especially in talks, when the Shaykh and Alim, you know, is giving the dars, he's giving a talk, he's giving a lecture, right? And, or the teacher is teaching, and the student, sometimes what the teacher is going to says it loudly, just to show that I know. Or sometimes the bayan in the talk, in the lecture, you know, you speak out loudly, you interrupt. Okay, we know you know it, keep it to yourself. You don't have to prove a point. Keep your knowledge to yourself, teach some other time. Don't try to prove a point here. This Safwan, Khalid bin Safwan is saying that when you hear something that you've already heard, don't interrupt and don't show people that you know. Don't try to show people around you that you already know what the person is saying. Because this is rude. خِفَّةٌ مِنْكَ. It's bad adab, bad manners, bad etiquette.
وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ الْجَلِيلُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ وَهَبِ الْقُرَشِيِّ الْمِصْرِيِّ صَاحِبُ الْإِمَامِ مَالِكِ وَالْلَيْثِ بْنِ سَعَدْ وَالثَّوْرِيِّ وَغَيْرِهِمْ إني لأسمع من الرجل الحديث قد سمعته قبل أن يجتمع أبواه، يعني قبل ولادته ووجوده، فأنصت له كأني لم أسمعه. Abdullah ibn Wahab, the great Imam al-Misri, he was a companion of the great Imam Malik رضي الله عنهما and a companion of Lays bin Sa'd and Thawri, Sufyan al-Thawri and others. He says, subhanAllah, listen to this, sometimes I hear something from a man, I hear something from someone that I have already heard before even his parents had married, meaning before he was born. However, I remain quiet and I listen attentively to such an extent as though I have never heard what he's saying. SubhanAllah, these are the etiquettes, brothers. This is Islam. Islam is not just about praying and fasting and just dressing like a Muslim. This is Islam. Look at this great Imam Abdullah ibn al-Wahhab saying, sometimes somebody young comes to me, even before his parents were married, I heard what he's telling me, but I just pretend that I've never heard him. I say, SubhanAllah, really, I give. You know, this is the art of listening. We need to be good listeners. Listen to people. And also, one etiquette, brothers and sisters, this is on a side note, don't interrupt two people when they are speaking to each other. Many of us do not give consideration to this etiquette. You know, sometimes two people are talking in the middle of the road, we just go and interrupt and do salam. Wait, this is bad manners, seriously. Many of us are involved in this. When two people are talking, it's rude, it's offensive, it's bad manners to go and interrupt. Yes, if two people are sitting casually for a while and you go and ask, may I join in, you know, that's different. But there's two people talking and you just go and do salam now. That's wrong. And that's why, you know, if somebody does that, don't even say wa alaikum salam to them. Say, wait a minute, and let me just finish, I'm talking to someone right now, okay? If somebody comes and talks to you while you're in the midst of a conversation with someone, then what? Tell them that, look, wait, let me just finish talking with him, and then I'll talk to you. Don't interrupt people. Interrupting people in their conversation is wrong and bad etiquette and against the teachings of Islam. And that's why the Shaykh carries on to say, وَقَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بْنُ الْجُنَيْدِ قَالَ حَكِيمٌ لِإِبْنِهِ تعلم حسن الاستماع كما تتعلم حسن الكلام. Subhanallah. Ibrahim bin Junaid says that Hakim, Luqman al-Hakim, you know, said to his son, or a wise man said to his son, a general wise man. He taught his son and he said, "Oh my son, learn how to be a good listener, as you have learned how to be a good speaker. تعلم حسن الاستماع كما تتعلم حسن الكلام." As you learn how to be a good speaker, learn how to be a good listener. And what is good listening? Then he defined good listening. He says, فَإِنَّ حُسْنَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ إِمْهَالُكَ لِلْمُتَكَلِّمِ حَتَّى يُفْضِيَ إِلَيْكَ بِحَدِيثِهِ. Good listening means إِمْهَالُكَ. إِمْهَالُكَ is from the word in Arabic, مُهْلَ. مُهْلَ means giving respite, giving time. Good listening means giving time to the speaker until the speaker finishes speaking, until he conveys his message. That's good listener. Don't interrupt. It's very bad. Brothers and sisters, it's a really bad manners to interrupt people. وَإِقْبَالُكَ بِالْوَجْهِ وَالنَّظْرِ عَلَيْهِ. And you know when you talk to someone, looking at them, face towards them, to their face, maintain eye contact, look at them. And then the last part is very important. وَتَرْكُ الْمُشَارَكَةِ لَهُ فِي حَدِيثٍ أَنْتَ تَعْرِفُهُ. And don't start participating and interrupting their conversation about something what you know. So this is being a good listener. Brothers and sisters, it's very important to have good manners when we listen to people, when we are talking to people. What did this wise man, when he was defining being a good listener, حُسْنُ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. When you look at the shama'il of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I mentioned the hadith, Amr ibn al-As, what did he say? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to turn fully. You know when he used to talk with people? He never used to talk like you're on the side and he's like looking this way. He used to turn fully. Subhanallah, he used to turn fully. Face the person who he used to talk with. Okay? So this is very important. In another hadith, when you look at the shamal, it's mentioned, يَضْحَكُ مِمَّا يَضْحَكُونَ وَيَتَعَجَّبُ مِمَّا يَتَعَجَّبُونَ. Subhanallah. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, when they used to smile, he would smile. When they used to show amazement at something, he would show amazement. He never used to embarrass someone. You know, even if you don't find a joke funny, just pretend. So you don't want to embarrass people. Nowadays we do things to embarrass people. That's wrong. Sinful. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, just pretend, subhanallah, really, subhanallah. You know, just, this is being nice to people, right? And he used to show amazement. When people would be amazed, even if he did not find it amazing, he would say, really, subhanallah. He would feel, you know, show amazement. What do we do? Was that funny? What do? We say, was that funny? Oh, I'm not amazed by what you're saying. These are not the etiquettes of a Muslim believer or a sister. And also, don't fidget. You know when someone's talking to you, brother and sister, this is additional points from myself. Don't fidget. Don't do other things. When somebody's talking to you, some of us have a really bad habit. When somebody's talking to you, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice and his sunnah is to give that person full attention. Look at him in the eye. Maintain eye contact. Remember, this is with the same gender. Of course, there'll be exception to the case when you're talking to somebody with the opposite gender in terms of maintaining eye contact. But normally, generally, give them attention. Listen. Be a good listener. Listen attentively. Don't start doing anything. Don't start doing other things. Don't start playing with your phone. Some people are like, they're text messaging and you're talking to them and they're blanking you. Subhanallah, how can you do that? Stop. You know, even if somebody calls you on your mobile, if you are talking to someone, don't just, whilst they're talking right in the middle, just take your phone out and hello, yeah, and they've just cut them off. That's wrong. What you do is, you take your phone, say, excuse me, sorry, if you don't mind, can I take this call? If they say, yeah, please, go ahead, then you take your phone call. Oh, I've just got a text message, can I just reply to this text message if you don't mind, please? This is very important. Can I just text someone? Can I just do this? Don't get involved in other things. Don't fidget. If you are a student in a classroom, don't fidget. Don't get involved in things. Pay attention to your teacher. Full concentration and attention to your teacher. Don't do things to embarrass your teacher. Don't laugh at things when you're not supposed to laugh. Okay, be focused. And the most important thing is never interrupt a person while he's speaking. Never interrupt a person. Never interrupt someone when they are speaking. Sometimes we, you know, we say, sorry to interrupt you, but, and we carry on. That's wrong, is it? Because you've not given that person. You say, I mean, it's not good to do this as well anyway, but if you have to, then say, can I just say something if you don't mind? And then when they say yes, go ahead, then you say something. But what do? Sorry to interrupt you, but you know what, and we'll carry on. We never took permission. We just say, sorry to interrupt you, but we've interrupted you anyway, whether you like it or not. So these are bad etiquettes. And then he mentions a line of poetry. He said, وَأَنْشَدَ الْحَافِظُ الْخَطِيبَ الْبَغْدَادِيُّ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ. The great Hafiz al-Baghdadi, Khatib al-Baghdadi. Khatib al-Baghdadi was a famous historian. He has a book written called Tariq al-Baghdad, the history of Baghdad, which is in Iraq, as you all know, in literally like 50 volumes. Khatib al-Baghdadi. He says, he has a very nice line of poetry. He says, وَلَا تُشَارِكْ فِي الْحَدِيثِ أَهْلَهُ وَإِنْ عَرَفْتَ فَرْعَهُ وَأَصْلَهُ وَلَا تُشَارِكْ فِي الْحَدِيثِ أَهْلَهُ وَإِنْ عَرَفْتَ فَرْعَهُ وَأَصْلَهُ. Do not interrupt someone when they are talking, even if you know the ins and outs of what they are saying. Meaning, even if you know what they are saying, don't interrupt them. Okay, we're coming to the end now, inshallah. Just another 10 odd minutes. I know time is, it's nearly fast approaching one, but the reason why I'm doing this session, and I'm actually quite tired as well, is because I really want to finish this book. We just have another 3-4 pages before the end of Ramadan. So one more, inshallah, just section, just like it's very less, very brief, and then inshallah we'll end today's discussion. The Sheikh says, وَمِنْ أَدَبِ الْمُجَالَسَةِ فَاصْبِرْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَنْتَهِيَ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ ثم استفهم منه بأدب ولطف وتمهيد حسن للاستفهام. Also, one of the manners and etiquettes of conversation is, you know, when something, the speaker says something which you are not able to understand properly, you are confused. Your teacher is saying something and you didn't understand. Or for example, you know, somebody is saying something and you didn't understand properly, you're confused. Then the Sheikh says that, look, you should not interrupt. But even if you are confused, do sabr. Fasbir. Have sabr. Exercise sabr and patience. Some people, they just want, you know, they're dying to talk. The Sheikh is saying here, sabr, relax. You'll get your time. Your turn will come to talk. Don't worry. Relax. Until the speaker finishes speaking. Then after that, ask with adab, with gentleness, with politeness, and with a proper intro, with a correct introduction, tamheed and hasan, to ask. You know what that means? Subhanallah, these are amazing etiquettes. What does this mean? Tamheed hasan lil istifham. When someone said something and you did not understand, or they said something incorrect, for example, وَلَا تَقْطَعْ عَلَيْهِ كَلَامَهُ أَثْنَاءَ الْحَدِيثِ. Do not interrupt or cut off him. Do not cut off the speaker during his conversation. Okay, even when you are like discussing something, first of all, discussion and debates, you know, we talked about that, we shouldn't waste our time in discussions and futile debates, okay, and I, you know, mentioned some things regarding that, but even when you are having a discussion and a debate, then don't interrupt, don't break people's conversation. Why? فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يُخِلُّ بِأَدَبِ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. Because that goes contrary to the etiquette of listening. When you don't let the speaker finish the sentence off and you just jump in the middle, that is contrary to the etiquettes of listening. وَيُحَرِّكُ فِي النَّفْسِ الْكَرَاهَ. And it creates dislike in the heart. You know, your relationship will become soured, without a doubt. The person will dislike you. Then the Sheikh says, إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ الْمَجْلِسُ مَجْلِسَ دِرَاسَةٍ وَتَعَلُّمٍ فَإِنَّ لَهُ حِينَئِذٍ شَأْنًا آخَرٌ وَيَحْسُنُ فِيهِ السُّؤَالُ وَالْمُنَاقَشَةُ عِنْدَ تَمَامِ الْجُمْلَةِ أَوِ الْمَعْنَى الَّذِي يَشْرَحُهُ الْمُعَلِّمُ وَيَنْبَغِي أَن تَكُونَ الْمُنَاقَشَةُ فِيهِ بِأَدَبٍ وَكِيَاسَةٍ. He says, yes, this is generally, let the person finish, don't interrupt, let them complete sentence. However, if it's a majlis of studying and learning, like, you know, you are students, some of the students may be listening. in a madrasa, in a dar al-ulum, you have a sheikh, you have a teacher, you are learning, studying, then yes, there's a bit more flexibility. It has a slightly different rule here. It's actually good to ask. For a student, it is desirable to ask. It is desirable to start a discussion and do munaqasha, have a discussion with your teacher. Okay? I mean, that's a time when you need to ask, and students remain quiet. This is the time when you're supposed to ask. So he says it's good to have a discussion whenever the jumla, the sentence ends, or the meaning which the sheikh is explaining. Don't interrupt right in the middle. You know, sometimes I tell the students as well, when the teacher is explaining something, right in the middle, they put their hands up. I say, look, wait, let him finish the sentence off. You might have a question, but the sheikh is still talking, the teacher is still explaining. Whatever question is in your mind, he will answer it by the end of his sentence. And a lot of times when somebody puts their hands up, I say, wait, when I'm talking, I just don't respond to them. And then the hands go down, and then after that, I finish my sentence after 2 minutes, and then I say, yes, what would you want you to ask something? They say, oh, you've already answered it. I said, that's the point. Wait, when I stop, when I take a breather, that's when you ask the question. But it's good. Remember, students should ask questions. You know, there's a saying that says in Arabic, يَنْبَغِ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَطِيرَ بِجَنَاحَيْنِ جَنَاحَ النَّقْدِ وَجَنَاحَ الْأَدَبِ. A student of knowledge, of sacred knowledge, should have two wings. He should fly with two wings. A wing of naqd, of criticism, and وَجَنَاحُ الْأَدَبِ, a wing of respect. Meaning, a student should have two things in his life. He should be prepared to question his teacher, prepared to sort of ask, discuss, debate. But at the same time, he should have full and total and utter respect. A student who has only one and not the other is not a successful student. If a student always is just respectful 24/7, just adab, adab. If the teacher says it's day now and it's night, and he says, yeah, it's day. If the sheikh says, you know, jump in the fire, he jumps in the fire. Everything. You take everything for granted, okay? Then that's not appropriate for a student. If the student is sheikh, the teacher says something incorrect, and you still say, no, it doesn't matter. I will never question him. That's wrong as well. And some people always criticizing and questioning their teacher without adab, that's also really, really bad. Disrespecting your teacher is one of the greatest and the gravest sins that a person can commit. It can really put you down. Seriously, students. There were so many people who were talented, but because of their disrespect to their teacher, they did nothing in their life. The knowledge was of no benefit to them. You have to be humble. And there were people who were not so talented, but because of their respect to their teacher, they did many things in their life. So you have to have a balance. Have respect and, a lot of adab and respect for your teacher. At the same time, be prepared to ask, to do debating and discuss with your teacher. However, so the sheikh says this, that the munaqasha and the questioning of the teacher in the majlis of ilm, when you are studying, should be with respect and should be with tact. Qiyasatin, tactfully. When you ask a question to your teacher, if your teacher made a mistake, don't say, oh, you made a mistake. Some people, they just don't use their brain, seriously. Every person can make a mistake. Sometimes teachers have a slip of a tongue. Oh, isn't this right? You said, didn't you read the ayah incorrectly? This is the correct? No. Astaghfirullah. Student, that's not the way of doing things. Say, did I listen incorrectly? Was the ayah, you know? And if he again makes the same mistake, then say, according to, I think I remember, I'm not too sure. You might just correct me. I think I remember this. That's the etiquette either with your teacher. But you can ask questions. قال الخليفة المأمون العلم على المناقشة أثبت منه على المتابعة. خليفة المأمون, the Khalifa of Muslims, Ma'mun, he used to say, learning and studying with discussion, with debate, with questioning, with asking questions from your teacher, of your teacher, is more better. Your knowledge becomes more thabit and established and solid than just agreeing with everything with the teacher, mutaba'a. So when you study and you ask questions, this is more beneficial for you in terms of your knowledge being solid and established and firmly grounded than you just agreeing with everything and anything your teacher says.
Then the Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, وَقَالَ الْهَيْثَمُ بْنُ عَدِيٍّ أحد العلماء الأدباء المؤرخين وجليس الخليفة أبي جعفر المنصور والمهدي والهادي والرشيد قالت الحكماء من الأخلاق السيئة مغالبة الرجل على كلامه والاعتراض فيه لقطع حديثه. Again, this is quoted from someone from Haytham bin Adi, who was one of the great historians and one of the great literalists, okay, and who sat with many of the khalifas of the Muslims. He relates from some of the wise people who said, from the bad manners is to overcome a man when he's speaking. Subhanallah. It's bad manners to overwhelm someone. When someone's speaking, you do mughalaba. You just overcome him. You overwhelm him. He is talking and you just... Some people have this really bad habit. Seriously, brothers and sisters, some of us. We just like talking a lot. We don't like listening. This is rude and it's actually a spiritual problem. We just like talking much and listening less. We should be prepared. When it's our time to talk, we talk. When the other person speaks, we listen attentively. وَالْإِعْتَرَادُ فِيهِ لِقَطْعِ حَدِيثِهِ And it's also bad manners to object and interrupt someone and cut off their conversation, cut them off when they are speaking. Finally, and I am really saying finally, we come to the last part, just three small paragraphs. The Shaykh says, وَمِنْ أَدَبِ الْمُجَالَسَةِ أَيْضًا إذا سئل جليسك عن شيء ألا تبادر أنت إلى الإجابة عنه بل ينبغي ألا تقول فيه شيئا حتى تسأل عنه فإن ذلك أحفظ لأدبك وأنبل لشخصك وأرفع لحديثك ومقامك. Also, one of the manners of conversation, we've learned about how to talk, being very, very soft and gentle in our conversation. And we also talked about how to be a good listener. Now the Shaykh is telling us that also one of the etiquettes is that, you know, when your colleague is asked a question, you should not haste to respond and answer that query and question. But rather, you should not say nothing until you are not asked about it. Subhanallah, amazing point. Especially like scholars, I mean, some alims I know, mashallah, subhanallah, amazing etiquette. I know some young scholars, like there's one sheikh I really admire. He doesn't live in England, he lives in another country. Subhanallah, I really admire. I learn every time something new. His sublime etiquette and manners and adab. Amazing person. I don't want to mention his name, but he's young and mashallah, subhanallah, amazing person. I've seen him most of the time. When there are young ulama and scholars sitting, when somebody comes and asks a question, he will never answer. When it's generally put to the floor, he will never answer. He'll just... And also to the point that, you know, when somebody asks him, he will say, Astaghfirullah, he's asking me, and these great people, ulama, here sitting. Even though he's extremely knowledgeable, he always just puts his finger on his mouth and said, like, shh, me, Astaghfirullah, I can't speak. I don't know anything. That's the etiquette. But what do? We are not even asked. We run to answer. First of all, even when the question is general, we should let others answer first. But the Shaykh saying here that when you are not asked, when somebody else is asked, don't hasten to answer the question. Okay? Don't answer until you are asked. Because this is more respectful for your adab. This is more preserving of your etiquettes. Okay, it's more nobler. It makes you nobler for your personality. It makes you more wise. This shows you have wisdom in you. You have nobility in you. It is more arfa. It's more enhancing your status and your maqam in the eyes of people. Seriously, because people, your status will be elevated more if you show restraint, if you show adab. And if you're always just jumping to answer and hasting towards answering, even if you're not asked a question, you will go down in the estimation of people. Then the Shaykh says, حَكَ التَّابِعِيُّ الْجَلِيلُ مُجَاهِدُ بْنُ جَبْرٍ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِإِبْنِهِ إِيَّاكَ إِذَا سُئِلَ غَيْرُكَ أَن تَكُونَ أَنْتَ الْمُجِيبَ كَأَنَّكَ أَصَبْتَ غَنِيمَةً أَوْ ظَفِرْتَ بِعَطِيَّةٍ فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ أَزْرَيْتَ بِالْمَسْؤُولِ وَعَنَّفْتَ السَّائِلَ وَدَلَلْتَ السُّفَهَاءَ عَلَى سَفَاهَةِ حِلْمِكَ وَسُوءِ أَدَبِكَ. Mujahid bin Jabr, the great Tabi'i, says that, you know, Luqman al-Hakim,
We've mentioned him many times today. May Allah have mercy on him and be pleased with him. One of the advices he gave to his son was, "Oh my son, beware that when you are not asked a question that you answer it. As though you have gained a booty." Mal al-ghanima. Luqman al-Hakim is saying to his son, when you are not asked, don't run and hasten towards, don't haste to answer. It's like you grabbed some mal al-ghanima, some wealth that you're just dying to answer. Or you've won a prize. Don't do that. Because if you do that, you will, number one, you will offend the one who was asked, Azraita al-Mas'ul, you will offend. You know, because somebody else was asked, your colleague was asked the question, so you will offend him. Because he will think, look, wait a minute, I was asked, and why is this guy answering? And number two, وَعَنَّفْتَ السَّائِلِ, you've also made a mockery of the questioner. Because the questioner is trying to ask someone else, and you're trying to say, tell him that you should have asked me. And you've also joined and demonstrated that you are stupid. You are stupid. You've demonstrated that you've joined it with the stupid people, and you have demonstrated your stupidity and your bad etiquette, su'i adabik. And then the last paragraph, the Shaykh says, قَالَ الشَّيْخِ إِبْنُ بَطَّهِ الْمُحَدِّثَ الْفَقِيهَ الْحَنْبَلِي كُنْتُ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ أَبِي عُمَرَ الزَّاهِدِ الْحَافِظَ الْعَلَّامَ اللُّغَوِي محمد بن عبد الواحد البغدادي الملقب غلام ثعلب فسئل عن مسألة فبادرت أنا فأجبت السائل فالتفت إلي أبو عمر الزاهد فقال لي تعرف الفضوليات المنتقبات يعني أنت فضولي فأخلجني. A great Hanbali jurist and muhaddith Ibn Battah said, I was in the presence of Imam Abu Umar, the great Hafidh, master of hadith, great linguistic, lughawi, allama, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahid al-Baghdadi, whose title was Ghulam Thalib. So this great Imam, okay, Abu Umar al-Zahid, was asked a question. Somebody came and asked him a mas'ala, and I hasted, and I answered the question. So he looked at me, who, this great Imam Abu Umar al-Zahid? And he said to me, you know what, you like doing things when you're not asked. Fuduliyat, you know fuduliyat, in Arabic word, we have a nikah, we have a marriage called nikah fuduli. You know nikah fuduli is that marriage when someone marries somebody else off without their permission. You just go and tell, marry somebody else. Nobody's told you to marry them off, and you just marry them off. So that's wrong. So he says, you're like that person, a fuduli. You are not asked to do something and you're answering question. You like digging and investigating. And he embarrassed me. He said he embarrassed me. So sometimes you need to do that to teach people a lesson, inshallah. With this, we come to the end, dear listeners, brothers, sisters, to this session, inshallah, on the book Min Adab al-Islam, written by Al-Allama al-Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we've learned a lot, inshallah. We want to practice these things in our life now, inshallah. And inshallah, we come to the end of today's discussion. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'll be back just before iftar, maybe 6:30. And if, maybe 6 o'clock, I'm not too sure. Between 6 o'clock to 6:30, if the presenter and the sheikh before me doesn't come, then I'll be here earlier, maybe starting at 6. Until iftar, we have something small, brief, about basic advice to the sisters. The sheikh has a small section about some basic rules and etiquette specific to the sisters. These have been covered before, but he's going to just reiterate them. And then inshallah, the final session is on the etiquettes and the rules of nikah and walima. There are certain adab, which maybe, I may not be here on Friday, Saturday, maybe on Monday, I don't know when. I'll try to finish them off, complete them off, maybe on Friday, maybe not, then I'll carry on, and maybe on Monday, inshallah. And with that, we'll come to the end of this book. Jazakallahu khair for listening today, and inshallah, make dua for everybody, me, you, and yourself, and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice and implement these etiquettes and adab, and these practices, and these ways of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. In terms of marriage, you know, there are many, many etiquettes that will be mentioned. And marriage is a topic that I've talked about in great depth and detail greatly. I've given quite a few talks on marriage, so I won't go into the details of marriage, but there are etiquettes related to this book, inshallah.
جزاك الله خير listening. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.